She's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved
good
my dime.
Morning. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, with your hosts, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Good morning. I want to know if pennies and dimes would buy anything today.
Ooh, good question.
He said he was saving his pennies and saving his dimes. Apparently, won't even buy gas in California.
Oh, really?
They're having refinery really problems. A friend called me yesterday and said, I just paid $30 for 5 gallons of gas.
That's
maybe
a lot.
It was six. Maybe it was six. I have to go back and listen
six
to
Six bucks a gallon?
Yeah, it's crazy expensive out there right now.
Woo! They're having refinery issues is what they're saying.
Huh. Waddle here with us today. Good morning, Waddle.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
We are good. Aside from the allergies.
A little bit.
I'm getting these fall allergies that I've never had before. I always get spring, but thankfully I have a roll of TP next to me. And I have TP to the other side of me.
Total package.
Yep, total package. Tammy Pickard.
That's what Siri calls me. Got my new phone.
The new iPhone 5. You guys are fancy over
She's
there.
She's trained her phone already to call her that.
When
crazy.
I first asked it a question, it said, it gave me the answer and then ended with TLP phone. And I went, that's boring. So I changed it up.
I gave myself
a title.
Nice.
That's an old nickname. And I think one of our listeners who might be listening today, an old friend from the car business, who's also done business with us recently, reminded me. He called me up and he goes, total package. And I thought, okay, there's only like six people that used to call me that. So
seven now with Siri.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Eight with our listeners.
That's
well,
right.
And Siri does it all the time because she keeps pushing that button.
That's right. I like to hear it. I'm the total, TP.
Right.
Total pack. It was a,
makes sense.
Just in case anybody hadn't put those two together.
So our phone number here is 877-881-1053. You can also send us Autoflex Leasing fan texts at 43733. And you can call Autoflex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234. If you don't want to get out this morning in the mucky weather, you can look at autoflex.com and see all the great pre-owned cars we have right there. Also, you can follow along at Autoflex Facebook page with all of the stories that we're going to do and even more auto news. But a lot of the stories are on there and some of them are worth reading.
That's right. So be sure to check that out.
It stays on track, unlike us.
Unlike us?
Unlike us, yes.
Unlike me. David will keep us on track. I would like to know what everybody calls their cars.
Yeah.
Do people still name their cars? My parents named their cars.
Mm-hmm. My mom used to, every car she had was Nelly. Every single one of them.
Nelly. Come on, Nelly.
You know where it came from?
Was it Lone Ranger?
Nope.
Who?
It was Roy Rogers.
Uh-huh.
And the Jeep in Roy Rogers was named Nelly.
Oh.
Yep.
I always thought it was after a horse. Like, no. Whoa, Nelly.
No, it was the Jeep on the Roy Rogers show. There was Roy, Dale, there was Gabby Hayes, and Nelly, the Jeep.
Got it.
Yeah.
What do you call your car?
You know, I don't have a name for my car. I need to come up with something good. Like Silver Bullet or something.
There you go.
The Silver Bullet. I think Coors got that already.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's what Lone Ranger's car was called. Silver.
Oh.
No, that was his horse.
Same thing.
For the era.
Waddle, do you have a name for your car?
No, I don't.
No?
Here's a question for the fan texters. Text in and let us know if you know what Dale Evans' horse was called.
Oh.
Or if you know who Dale Evans is.
Right.
Yeah, who's Dale Evans?
That was Roy's wife.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dale? That one went past me. I got to tell you.
My Trans Am was Autoflex Leasing fan text. My Trans Am was Desiree. Or Desiree.
I like that.
That's good. That's good.
Or Desiree if you're from Texas.
Yep. Do you have a name for your car, David?
Absolutely.
What's his name?
Car. Name? I'm going to go get in my car. I'm big on imagination.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to come up with one.
Maybe I haven't named mine.
No?
Mm-mm.
Maybe our Autoflex Leasing fan texters can help us out with some suggestions.
Another Autoflex Leasing fan texter. My Tahoe is Big Bertha. Maybe it's an older Tahoe, one of those great big ones.
Yeah, or those big old Suburbans. Those used to be huge. So if you have a good car name, let us know. I need one for my charcoal gray Lexus IS250 that I got from Autoflex Leasing. And I drive it pretty fast, so you can use that for the nickname if you want to.
She only drives it pretty fast when she's on the street, though. We've seen it.
Have you guys really caught me? You busted me driving fast? Oh, no. Oh, no. Of all the people, I don't want to see me driving fast.
Okay, and a special shout-out, by the way, Jason Edwards of Greenville came by the Autoflex leasing office in Richardson last night and said he was a regular listener to the show. So good morning, Jason.
Hello, Thank you, Jason.
Actually, Jason's supposed to get a car from us today.
Oh, yeah. Cool. We're going to have to help him get a nickname for it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Let us know what you name your new car, Jason.
Yes, please do.
Here's one named Pearl.
Oh, 13 Optima,
which I like those Kia Optimas.
My truck is red lightning. I like that.
Yeah, look at all these people with car names.
Oh, I didn't realize people still did this. Yeah. This is great.
Oh, wait.
Slow Awesome Jeff from the G-Bag Nation says his Kia Optima is named Optimus Prime.
Oh, certainly.
That's perfect.
Yes.
That's good.
You know what, though? I got to out him for a second because he's bad at coming up with names. His dog is named Stompface. Isn't that a terrible name for an animal? Stompface?
Stumpface?
Stomp.
S-T-O-M-P?
Like stomp
yes.
Oh, no.
Yes. Oh. So, Slow Awesome Jeff.
My old truck is...
Jeff may have issues.
Maybe so.
Why is he awake right now?
Yeah, that's the
other
thing.
That's an even better question.
He never went to sleep?
Probably not. He probably drank away his Rangers woes last night.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah, that was... Well, I guess it was kind of expected.
Yeah, sort of. Golly, how about Hamilton?
I was out at the ballpark yesterday, and Armin and I were calling into Rage with live reports, and it was so unbelievably dead. I mean, outside, nobody tailgated until maybe 30 minutes prior to first pitch. And then inside, it was every section had maybe 15 people in it. And I'm talking about during all the pregame ceremonies.
Yeah.
Because usually those things are full. You know, everybody's out tailgating and they're getting all pumped up for the game. And we were shocked. But I guess no one had enough notice to take off work and go get their tailgating items and all that good stuff. Find sitters.
They knew they'd screw it up in the end.
Okay, we've struck a chord here. My Chrysler 300C Hemi is named Woody.
Yeah,
by golly. Ooh, my patrol car is named Justice. Aha! From some of our great police.
I do too.
The policemen even name their cars.
Now here's one that might need some explaining. Autoflex Leasing fan texter has an Infiniti EX35 named Squishy.
I'm a little scared with that one. My truck is named Great Crawl Warrior.
That's Native American sounding.
It does, yes. And my old pickup
is
called... Probably
a good four-wheel drive is what I'm thinking.
My old pickup is called POS. You figure it out.
There's a lot of those coming in, actually. Oh, there's a Black Pearl for my black F-250 4x4.
Yeah, and a Maxima named Maximus.
Oh, no. I'll name my pickup Texas Ranger because it's broke down.
Oh.
Womp, womp.
I called my daughter's truck Mr. Green Jeans. A little Captain Kangaroo reference there.
Perfect.
Love it. All right, let's get into a story because this hit the newspaper and the wire service this last week toward the end of the week. There was a Chevrolet dealer out in Virginia who sold a car to a gentleman named Danny Sawyer. Danny came in to drive some cars. He drove a new Chevrolet Traverse. It was blue in color. He liked it a lot, but he didn't know if he really wanted to spend that much, so he drove another one, and it was black, and it was $5,000 less. So he drove the black one home for the weekend. He gave him his trade-in, and then he came back on Monday, and he goes, you know, guys, I've decided I want the blue one. And they went, okay, no problem, Danny, we'll fix you right up. They sent the paperwork to him. He signed all the paperwork. He sent it back, and lo and behold, they had forgotten to change the price, and they sold him the blue one that was $5,000 more for what he paid for the black one.
But they did discuss the price.
They did discuss the price.
Verbally, he agreed.
Well, maybe. They say he did. He said he didn't. Oh, here's the bottom line. Somehow, that dealership screwed up and gave him a price on the car that was well below their cost.
Yikes.
So then Danny went on vacation. And when he got back.
But they didn't know he was on vacation, and they were calling him and texting him, sending him a letter. And
So Danny came back, and he found all these texts. He found the registered letter in his mailbox, all of this stuff saying, you've got to come and meet with us. You have to talk to us about this. And Danny said, about what? I signed contracts. You signed contracts. I bought a car. Well, That didn't sit too well with them, so they kept trying to straighten it out. The sales manager, Wib Davenport, I love that, Wib. Does that sound like a car guy?
Yes.
Wib Davenport approved the trade without noticing that the car had a higher price. He said that Sawyer orally agreed to the higher price. Sawyer differs with that. Then it ends up going to a sub-manager in the place, and he says, I've got the cure. I'll call the police, and I'll report the car stolen.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so Danny's out in his front yard on Saturday afternoon when the police pull up, handcuff him, and take him to jail.
You can beat the rat, but you can't beat the ride.
That's exactly right. So anyway, Danny goes to jail. He's got a contract saying he bought the car for X amount of dollars. They're saying he owes him $5,000 more. When Danny goes to jail, the general manager of the dealership realizes he's in a terrible spot by that time and goes, oh, my God, let Danny out of jail. We'll forget the $5,000.
Yes.
You would think that might be the end, but no. Danny calls a lawyer.
Yeah,
and he has now filed, he really should have, and he has now filed a $2.2 million lawsuit for wrongful arrest against this Chevrolet store in Virginia. That's a bad story going worse, basically,
yes,
is what that is.
Snowballed right out of control.
It did. Now, he is driving his car, and the Chevrolet store says he doesn't owe him any money, and they're waiting to go to trial.
I'd be driving by that Chevrolet dealer every day, honking my horn, waving out
waving
the window.
At him.
Hey, guys. Thanks a bunch.
How you doing? See you in court.
So does old Wibby Davenport still work there?
I don't know if Wib does or not, because see, all this just occurred in this past couple of weeks.
I'm
so
guessing the person who called the police may not work there.
He may not work there anymore.
But who knows?
God, what a crazy story.
But I mean, when you go on vacation, you still get your texts and your phone calls, right?
Unless, yeah. Well, I don't know. Sometimes if you're out of the country, I turn my phone off.
Yeah.
But I don't know where he went.
Well, he went on vacation. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Gosh.
All right. More Autoflex leasing fan text or fan text. My Ford Ranger, call Tonto.
Hey, there's a Lone Ranger reference.
And here's someone that has a very similar blue car as a Muppet puppet.
No, that's the Sesame Street.
Sesame Street. I'm sorry, a Sesame Street puppet. Similarly blue to the Cookie Monster, and they call it, go ahead, girls,
the Nookie Monster.
Yay!
That's clever. I like it.
That is.
We got to take a quick break here, but we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Woo! It is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Waddle, and me, Sybil. Our phone number here is 877-881-1053. Our Autoflex Leasing fan text is 43733. And the number to Autoflex is
817 or 972-234-1234. Easiest number in the book. If you're out of the area, 888-234-1234. Always autoflex.com. And let's take a second. You can go to autoflex.com. You can see all our pre-owned cars, and that's obvious. But you can also apply for a lease online. You can get a black book appraisal on your car. You can learn all about leasing. We've even got a lease versus buy section. So you can look at that and find out if a lease is going to work for you, or maybe you should buy a car. And remember, if you're going to buy a car, never buy a new car. It costs too much money. Always buy a pre-owned car. Always.
That's right. I've got to pull back the curtain, because sometimes our commercial breaks, we have just as much fun as we do off the air as we do on the air. And I don't know what Tammy was looking for, but she goes, have you guys ever looked for something and you find out that it's just right there? And I go, yeah, like when you have your sunglasses on your head and you're looking around for them and you can't find them. And Waddle goes, I've looked for my glasses before and I was wearing them. Like on his
damn you, Sybil.
Face.
I was looking for my phone the other day and I was on it.
That is pretty silly.
It's pitiful. Pitiful. I know it is. It's pitiful.
I would have loved to be the person on the other end, once you discovered it, to hear your aha moment.
No one knew.
bet.
Yeah, she didn't say anything about that, I promise.
No, stay quiet of course about they those. Did. I was on the phone. But the thing is, the person you're talking to, it's like, well, what's wrong with you? Don't you realize I'm talking to you on it?
Right.
Where's the help from you? Are they over there just laughing their
yes.
off?
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
Yep. Quietly.
And they're telling the story to somebody right now, too.
Yeah. And so's everybody else that's listening. Can you believe?
Exactly. I can laugh at myself. I don't care.
That's
you can
right.
laugh at me, too. I don't care.
All right, let's talk about some of the new technology coming out with cars, because it won't be long before cars are just driving themselves.
Well, and that's really, really true. And Nissan has come out with a concept car that they say will be fully viable by 2015, which is only a couple of years away. And this car parks itself, but it's a little different. Now, my car will park itself. There's a lot of cars. Ford makes a lot of cars that will park themselves. Lexus does. This car is a little different. You go into the mall. You want to go in and go shopping. You get out of your car. You push a button on your smartphone, and your car goes and finds a parking space and parks itself.
That is scary and awesome
Brilliant.
At the same time.
It is.
I'm
so
in.
If it's pouring rain, you know, or if you're looking at a big old parking lot and you don't know where the spaces are, your car is programmed to find those open spaces and park itself.
Or if you're like me and you're running late and you're wearing heels and you don't want to park all far and have to run in your heels.
Exactly.
How about people that live in cities where parking is very scarce?
Yes.
Just leave the car to go park itself. You're in New York or you're in D.C. or any of these busy cities.
I wonder if it could get into a parking garage, though. Like if it would stop and wait for the arm to be lifted and you could have some kind of tag that, like a toll tag that you pass through.
Future technology.
I don't think it does that. I think they mentioned malls more than anything else, and that really would be the main application, I would think, because so many people park at malls.
Yeah.
And there are lots of parking spaces that you can't find right away. So it does it.
And then how it just locks itself, but you keep the keys on you?
Exactly, yeah. And you unlock it and lock it with your smartphone. And when you get ready, when you come out with your packages, you push a button on your smartphone and it unparks itself and comes right back to where it was when you dropped it off.
I am so almost freaked out by that. What if it got in a wreck on the way back to get you?
And the other thing is, can you have road rage when the other car is driverless? Who are you mad at then?
Yeah.
You can't. You dumb car.
I say if the driverless cars will probably be following all of the rules.
Right.
And if you're supposed to be following all the rules, how can somebody get mad?
Yeah.
Usually you're only aggravated when somebody's driving outside the rules.
That's true.
Well, and I don't think these things are going to be like racing around.
Right.
They're probably going to
be speeding.
Which means if you're behind one and you're trying to hurry, could be a little frustrating. But anyway, Nissan, they showed the car for the first time at the Tokyo Auto Show, at the Tokyo Electronics Show this last week, and supposed to be ready by 2015 as a viable option for your car.
An Autoflex fan texter asked, how do you find your car then? Well, it knows. You call it back.
Yeah.
So
you push a button on your iPhone and it comes back to where you left it.
Is it available on all Nissan models or just a couple of them?
No, it's not available at all now. It will be by 2015.
On all their models, though?
Don't know yet.
Wow.
It's still pretty cool.
Wait and
That's
see.
Really cool.
I know. I'm excited.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, is the Mazda CX-5 new and what do you think about it? Yes, they do have a 2013 CX-5 and it's a good car. Mazda builds great cars. I never had a problem with Mazda.
I'm going to say this, though. I like Mazda, but here's something that we do, and this is important for you guys when you are choosing who you want to do business with and what kind of car you want to get. When we lease our vehicles, we usually do comparisons for people. When you call in and you don't know exactly what you want, but you have a budget to stay within and you've got a specific type of vehicle you want and you're looking for professional advice. Mm-hmm. And let's say you're looking at a car like a Mazda CX-7, compared with the new Ford Escape, with the Honda CR-V,
the Toyota RAV4,
that category of vehicle. What I have found now, whenever we're coming back out of these vehicles 2 and 3 years later, the CX-7 has not held its value like the Hondas and the Toyotas and the Nissans have.
That is true. Yep.
Now, why? I do not know. It's simply a demand situation, but that has not been the popular car. I don't know what's going to happen with the CX-5.
Well, they made it for 2013, I'm sure
of
that.
Right, so that's the future, but there's my opinion, or there's some actual real knowledge. I'm telling you that the Mazda CX-7 hasn't held its value as well. I haven't been able to take people out of those cars early with equity or early without being upside down like I have some of these other brands.
Right.
So, and I was at a gathering a couple of weeks ago, and there were a lot of other car people there, and we had been asked about a number of car manufacturers and who builds the best car in that class, and we had given our opinion, and their car was not the one I chose. And they were like, why didn't you choose our car? And I said, well, because the resale value is not as high on your car as it was on a couple of others. At Autoflex, I mean, we'll tell you the truth. Now, I won't tell you not to get the car.
Right. I'll let you, Mazda.
If you want to get the car, get the car. It's a good car.
Mm-hmm.
But the resale value may not be as good, or it may take more service. So you need to know those things. Another way to figure out if a car is a good car, how much does the extended warranty cost?
Exactly.
They charge more when the car breaks more. So look at your extended warranty cost also. And if you want to drive three or four sitting side by side like Sybil did,
mm-hmm.
give us a call.
And my opinion on that CX-7 is that it just hasn't hit that popularity demand on the used car market like Hondas and Toyotas have. They're just so well known. But I think Mazda builds a great vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just an unbiased, well, yeah, it is unbiased.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, moving right along, let's talk about something that is absolutely new in the automotive world, and that is automakers that shush up their cars.
It's so interesting. I didn't even think about
it. It's just crazy. The new Honda Accord has got it. It's called active noise cancellation, and there are microphones inside the car that measure the noise that the car makes, the wind noise, the engine noise, that kind of thing. And then there are little speakers inside the car you can't see, but they produce noise cancellation frequency, which makes the car quieter. You don't hear the noise.
I like that.
It's just crazy.
You have those noise cancellation headphones that you
right.
can wear on an airplane.
It's the same thing.
And it puts in like this white noise or something that shoots into your car and mm-hmm. counterbalances.
But you can't hear it?
Right.
No, but it wipes out. It's like an eraser.
You can't hear the road noise. It makes the road noise go away. You know, the new Infiniti M sedan the Infiniti has joined forces with Bose, which is the biggest maker of noise cancellation headphones. And Infiniti is using their technology in the M sedans. Ford has noise cancellation on some of their luxury model Lexus MKS large sedan and the MKZ. And Ford's also going to add that to some lower model, lower cost, high mileage model like the C-Max small hybrid, which we'll talk about later, the C-Max. It's a great little car, I think, and the Fusion sedan. So it's, you know, the other thing I thought was sort of funny is now the manufacturers are actually enhancing some sounds. Like if you get a Porsche 911,
uh-huh.
you can push a button and it makes the exhaust go roar more.
Well,
it makes it growl more.
Yeah. They'll change it from purring like a kitten to the rum, rum, rum.
Right.
You know.
And we talked about how electric cars need some kind of sound.
Right. Well, you could make them sound like anything you wanted, though.
Right.
I still like the ice cream truck. Ice cream!
Ooh, Autoflex Leasing Fantex. My wife's Suburban is called Gigi.
Stands for gas guzzler.
Love yeah.
That one makes sense.
But you know, if you have a bunch of kiddos, you still need
those big SUVs
to be able to carry those kids around.
Okay, great story that came out of Automotive News this week. One of their riders took out a new Chrysler Ram 1500, and it had navigation.
This is greatness.
And the nav in the car works great, and it's like three-dimensional almost. You can see buildings. It makes them taller, shorter, and you can actually see the signs on some buildings and stuff like that, unless you're looking at Ford headquarters. And the big blue oval is pixelated.
Oh, that's funny.
And if you look at GM headquarters, guess what? You can't see the big GM.
You can see
pixelated.
The buildings.
Mm-hmm. You just can't see the signs on the top.
But the GM sign on top pixelated
that's
out.
That's smart.
However, so, if you go to the Chrysler headquarters, you can see the star.
Yeah, you can see the pentastar on Chrysler, but you can't see Ford and you can't see GM.
How perfect.
I wonder
that's
if
hilarious.
The dealers are like that.
Maybe
if you can't
so.
See the competitive dealers.
They just don't put them on there. Sorry.
Anyway.
I love little Easter eggs like that.
With Chrysler's nav, you can find everything except the competition.
All right, we got to take a quick break, but we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Waddle, and me, Sybil, here for you. Our phone number to the studio, if you have a question or if you want to tell us the nickname for your car, 877-881-1053. You can also send us your fan text, your Autoflex leasing fan text at 43733. And you can call Autoflex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, outside the area in case you have no short-term memory and can't remember from 15 minutes ago.
That's right.
Yes.
So we always give you the latest news in the world of automobiles, and there's some recalls going on.
There are runaway Hondas, shattering Hyundais, and stalling Fords. It's been a big week for the recall. So if you're driving any of these cars, you probably need to go ahead and get a hold of the manufacturer, get a hold of your local dealer, and let them know. The National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration has received 43 complaints from Honda owners of models 2003, 2004 Pilots and Odysseys, saying the ignition switch can be removed while the transmission is not in park.
The key can be removed from the ignition or the switch?
No, the key. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. In other words, you can take the key out while the car's still in gear.
That's what it is.
Or in neutral.
Weird.
Which means you could turn the car off, pull the key out, and then the car will roll away if it's on a hill.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it's not in park.
Because
so there's your
not
runaway.
In park, which means it's still in gear.
Yeah.
They've had one incident with an injury where a 2003 Odyssey actually ran over the owner's leg, who was chasing the car trying to stop it before it hit a crowded intersection. That's a wonderful thing to do. I'm not sure I wouldn't have waved bye-bye to the car. They're also looking into 11 complaints of shattering panoramic sunroofs on the 2012 Hyundai Veloster, 7 of which occurred at highway speeds. So,
how would you like that to happen while you're driving?
You're just
down
flying
the
down the
Gosh.
Road and the sunroof goes poof and it's gone.
What causes it? Like you hit a bump or...
No, I don't know. It could be just a frequency that sets up because of the air buffeting the
tension.
Roof.
Who knows?
Could be a lot of things. But anyway, they're looking into it. There's about 18,361 of those 2012 Hyundai Velosters that are affected. Again, contact your Hyundai dealer. And finally, the 2005 through 2012 Ford Escape and Escape Hybrid are also being reviewed for stalling engines and stuck throttles after a North Carolina consumer group petitioned the NHTSA with complaints about 2009 Escapes. So that's another issue that Ford's dealing with.
Wow.
Honda has just recalled an additional 820,000 Civics and Pilots, and this has to do with the headlights in the car. There's a certain amount of tension on the wiring harness that goes to the headlights. That can cause the wires to rub together and short out, causing the headlights to go out. So there you have it.
Man.
If you're driving any of those cars, contact your dealer.
Yes.
They'll get the car in. They'll get it fixed for you.
Or if you need to look at a list of those cars, go to autoflex.com. Click on our Facebook page. You can see the story we just talked about and find out if your car fits into those descriptions. 877-881-1053 is our phone number here. Let's head out to Farmers Branch and check in with Catherine. Good morning. You're on with David, Tammy, and Sybil.
Good morning, guys. I have a question. Are any of you familiar with the Mini Cooper Countryman? And if so, what are the typical repairs, and what's the realistic cost of ownership for that vehicle, maybe over 8 years?
Well, wow, that's very specific.
You've done your homework, probably more than we'll be able to answer. Mini Countrymen, Mini Coopers, period, are not known for big breakdowns, but they are known to have little problems.
Mm-hmm.
So you have some regular maintenance. I know Tammy's dealt with this on some of her customers where they've had to put it in the shop for a few things.
Well, the only real issue that I ever heard somebody complain about was on their convertible, you know, just not being totally tight and leaking a little bit. But I haven't heard about terrible maintenance issues. I do know that that brand, once you're outside of the free maintenance and factory warranty period, your repairs are a little more expensive. So overall cost, I couldn't really tell you over 8 years what your cost would be with maintenance included, but I do know that the Mini Cooper brand has been one of the highest resale value vehicles over any other brand at a four-year period.
I think it's still the highest resale percentage of any brand over a four-year period.
So when it comes to a lease, that vehicle leases extremely well. Long-term ownership over 8 years... I haven't done the research yet.
And
so,
if you're going to buy one used, it's not going to save you much money because they're worth as much used as they are new.
And there's not a whole lot of markup in them, so you're good to go there. And they get great fuel economy, so it's a good choice. That vehicle is a good choice. I don't think it's a poor choice, but I would definitely put an extended warranty on it.
Yes. I think Mini does offer, I think, maybe a 5-10 year plan. They do put the price on the car, but I think maybe 5 or 10,000 over $100,000 or 100,000 mile warranty. Is that a good idea to invest in that?
It is, but I certainly would look at different options because there are a number of warranty companies that will write warranty on that car, and some of them are going to be less expensive and still give you a good warranty. Don't buy a warranty if you see it on television and say, has your car got 100,000 miles? Call
don't
us.
Buy those.
Don't buy those. But you call a company like Autoflex. And
only
then talk,
from dealers.
And then talk to dealers and shop those extended warranties because you're going to have a lot of price difference.
That's great, negotiable, guys. Too, by the way, those extended warranty pricings. Got a little room for profit in there, so negotiate.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
you're
welcome. Catherine. 877-881-1053 is our phone number. Let's check in with John out in Lucas. Good morning, John. You're on with David, Tammy, and Sybil.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I drive a Ford Excursion diesel. My wife drives an older Suburban, and we're looking to replace her car with a good gas mileage type SUV, and so we're looking for the biggest SUV we can get that gets great gas mileage. What would you suggest?
How many people do you need to carry? You said the biggest.
We have 4 kids still at home.
So there's 6 of you.
And it has to be an SUV. You wouldn't go minivan, huh?
Oh, she won't go minivan.
Good call by her.
Pilot?
I do like a Honda Pilot, but the Ford Explorer does have that four cylinder EcoBoost engine.
Yep.
So we might look at that one. I wish I had all of this in my brain, but you know, very few things stay in there anymore. It's just full of all kinds of other stuff that's nonsense. But fortunately, we have
I'm the one with 5 kids. So.
But we have our FlexLease computer system that I do have all that information stored in that gives me all the fuel economies and so forth. That one comes to mind because of the EcoBoost engine. It's the 4-cylinder. You still have plenty of power.
Yeah,
What about any of the Hyundais?
On their SUVs? Well, I need to look at the fuel economy. If you called our office today, one of our specialists there can certainly look up every single vehicle and tell you what the fuel economy is. And then compare that with what you're, you know, getting now. And plus, we can plug all of those in. We have a little program. We can plug the fuel economy in with the mileage that you're driving and the current gas prices and tell you what you're going to spend monthly for your fuel, which is also pretty cool.
Or probably how much monthly you'll save in your case because of the older Suburban.
Right. Yeah, we can compare what you've been paying to what you are paying. And we can also, you know, with the payments included, look at your overall cost of the vehicle, you know, with gas included. I wish I could tell you, but I do know the Ford has that one, and I can't think of anything else right now because I'm on the spot.
All right.
So, John, when we hang up, dial 972-234-1234, and they will have the FlexLease computer system so they can crunch all those numbers for you.
Sounds great.
Thank you, John.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, John was calling from Lucas, which I guess is up north of Dallas.
Yeah, by Allen.
North and east.
Not too far.
Yeah.
East of 75.
Yes, indeed.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Tester. I have an 02 Silverado with 252,000 miles, original engine and transmission.
That's just a 10-year-old truck.
With 252,000 miles. I'm no mechanic, so I pray longevity every day over my truck.
It's worked the last 2 years.
Yeah, you know, let me tell you, vehicles have gotten a lot better, and they continue to get better. And if you maintain a vehicle and change the oil in it like you should, take care of the vehicle, get the services done, they last a long time.
Mm-hmm. Got another phone call here, 877-881-1053. Jeff in Irving, welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive.
Hi, how y'all doing?
Great.
Morning.
Question, I'm just curious about the Volvo XC90. What's your opinion on that and the 8-cylinder versus the 6-cylinder?
A couple of things. The Volvo XC90 is a fine car. I think that the 6-cylinder is probably power enough. And that is another car that you're really, really going to want to get an extended warranty with because those cars are – anytime you have a car built in Europe – they cost more to fix because they have to ship the parts across.
Once you're outside the factory warranty.
So once you get outside the warranty in that car, it becomes a little more expensive to fix than other cars. I would think about an extended warranty with it.
Or do a lease while it's under the factory warranty and be done with it.
And keep it that long and get rid of it. Yeah, you don't want to drive the car out of warranty without protection, though.
Do you know about any particular problems they may have?
I haven't had any.
Other than using up brake pads pretty quick, they tend to wear out brake pads pretty quickly. And the brake pads are expensive once you're buying them.
And there was one other strange thing. Whenever I had a client that wanted to put a tow package on there, you had to put the factory tow package on, which was over $800. But if you didn't, it negated the factory warranty. So you couldn't just put a U-Haul hitch on there, which kind of annoyed me that you couldn't just put a $200 hitch on there. So it kind of makes the vehicle a little bit more expensive. But I do like them.
What about the electronics and the transmission? Sometimes mobiles have issues with that.
I know that they've had issues with electronics, but that was in the past. I haven't heard anything about that recently, nor the transmission. Again, though, a lease is not a bad idea on that car.
And I will say, I've had clients who've had two and three in a row.
Yeah, and like them.
So that's a good sign, in my opinion. Now, that's also, they've leased them and they've kept them 3 and 4 years, and so I don't know about an eight-year-old, you know, Volvo XC90. But I like the product.
All right. Well, appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
You too.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
Unfortunately, we aren't the mechanics working on the cars, so our only feedback comes from our clients and what they want when they come back again and again.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Got to take a quick break, but we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah. Damn this traffic jam.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Oh my gosh, if you can hear that clapping, that's Tammy dancing, slapping her knee to this song.
Listen, I was doing a dealer trade for my dad from Oklahoma to Arkansas, and I was riding in the car with two of my buddies from high school. We were in college at the time, and this song came on the radio. I'd never heard it before, and we were all just getting it. So.
That's anyway, a fun road trip.
I picked this song.
Mm-hmm. You love that song.
I do.
Our phone number here is 877-881-1053. Let's check in with Leroy in Oak Cliff. Good morning, Leroy. You're on with David, Tammy, and Sybil.
Oh, good morning. I got a question for you. I'm looking for either a 96 Impala SS or an 03 Mercury Marauder. I've been finding like a lot of Caprices.
Right.
But I just can't disrespect the Impala like that, so you know, a lot of my buddies got Caprices and they've been turning them to Impalas, but I really want me an Impala, a true Impala.
Right.
I don't know if y'all find those.
That's what we do. People call us every day because they've been told they can't find a car, they've not been able to find a car, the car's not available, and guess what? There are hundreds of thousands of cars, and certainly we can find it. Now, what it'll cost, I don't know. Because if it's been restored or if it's nice, it's going to cost a little bit. But we can always find it.
Okay.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling right now. I'm in DeSoto. I was in Oak Cliff. Now I'm in DeSoto.
Well, here's the thing. Thanks for holding through the break. Here's the thing. probably closer to the Arlington office than you are because you can hit 20 and just zip straight over there. They're at 20 and Cooper. Give them a call at 817-234-1234. Tell them what you want. And ask them to find it for you. I promise you, they'll find you the car.
And tell them that David said so.
Oh, stop.
I would definitely do that.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Leroy.
And we can. We found a hard-to-find, Mercedes makes a matte black, matte finish paint
which
SL63
a lot of people are getting
now.
Nowadays.
That's a new thing. And my customer, an old customer, well, preferred client, not old. She's not old. She's leased a whole bunch of cars in the past. She wanted this specific car, couldn't find it anywhere, and we got it handled.
I love that.
All right, here's our latest Autoflex leasing fan texter. My 2008 F-350 white Dually is named Marilyn because when I first looked at it, it reminded me of Marilyn in her white dress. My motorcycle is Sonia, named for an ex-girlfriend because she's an uncontrollable bee.
And you never
know what she'll do. And the 57 Chevy wagon, we call it the Shaggin' Wagon.
Oh, I love that.
I love it.
How funny. Sonia's the good one.
So,
okay,
car.
Another Autoflex Leasing Fantex just graduated college and got a real job. Congratulations. Never bought a car before. How can I find out my possible payments on a new or used without committing to anything? Call us. Just call us. You don't have to commit to anything. Call us and tell us about what kind of car. They may want to look at your credit because that's really the only way to tell anyone anything. You know, it's really frustrating for us.
We absolutely do.
People call and they go, listen, what is this car? And you say, well, listen, I've got to see your credit. And they go, no, no, don't do that. You have to do that.
We don't care what your credit looks like. It's the bank. We have to know so that we know what bank to place it with and what program you qualify for.
And people get worried about that's going to lower my credit score.
It won't.
It'll lower it a tiny, tiny bit, a point or two.
But
you got 700 or 800 points to work with there.
Right.
850, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
So let them look at your credit, and then they'll be able to accurate. And anyone that gives you a payment without looking at your credit is not giving you anything that's accurate.
And here's the deal. If you go all over town to every dealership in town and have them pull your credit, that could make a difference because you've got all these different pulls. That's why you call AutoFlex. We do all the makes and models, pre-owned cars. We lease new cars. We can give you that guidance. And so we can look at all these different vehicles for you with, guess what, just the one pull of your credit. And we'll tell you by looking at that what you're going to qualify for. If you don't qualify for a lease, we'll tell you right off the bat that you don't. Or if you do, you know, we'll give you all those options. So.
Or if you want to buy a car, if you want to buy a pre-owned car, again, we've got pre-owned car rates that are as low as, just like they say, as low as. They're down in the 2% range.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you can really, really save a lot of money. AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text, my car's nickname is Carlita Blue. What do you want to bet it's a blue car?
And he said it's a 2007 Scion TC.
Yep.
Aha. I like that.
Carlita Blue.
Yeah.
I like it. Sounds very exotic.
Okay. Mm-hmm. From After Hours Computer Repair, J.P. D'Amico, owner and founder, sent in a resume to the Huffington Post that has gone completely viral. He said he was actually a little shocked. He's the owner and hiring manager for the national IT company. He said, I've gone through thousands of resumes, and as I was browsing through it, I had to do a double take when I saw the last job description.
Y'all are going to love this.
I couldn't help but laugh out loud. I've been asked many times now if I interviewed him. I did not, so he didn't call him. The job posting was for an on-site technician to work with clients seeking computer help.
Okay.
Domenico said he just wasn't qualified. So anyway, here is a copy. On the top of the resume, the guy writes, I cannot compete with college degrees and fancy credentials, on paper at least. I've decided to highlight the best of what I have to offer. That just happens to be include being, pardon me, that just happens to include a deep understanding of supply and demand economics. His resume says that he worked as a telecommunications
good
sales
grief.
And installation between 2009 and 2012.
Okay.
He worked as a graphic designer between 2004 and 2009.
So far, so good.
And between 1999 and 2004, he worked as a marijuana dealer and a nefarious dude. it was in the Nashville and Middle Tennessee area, he says. He says he gained
I like his qualifications
gained an intuitive understanding of supply and demand economics. He was good with money. He ran his own delivery service. He had a consistent clientele with high
customer satisfaction.
High customer satisfaction. He gained intimate access to several very exclusive county jails, and he learned valuable life lessons. There
like
you have it.
Not to put that on a resume
yeah,
ever.
Yeah, you think they didn't call him.
Surely he was kidding, right?
I don't know.
I mean, part of me admires that he did that because it's like, okay, that's different. And maybe he wanted the potential employer to look at it and go, well, he's honest. And maybe that was in his past. But still, of course you're
going to
get in the no pile.
So if you want to read about that or any of the other stories that we've read here online, go to the AutoFlex Facebook page. Like us, and we have got tons and tons of great stories on cars and other things. In fact, there's a great story in there on gravestones and what some very famous people have put on their gravestones.
Oh, I like that.
And it's pictures of the actual gravestone. And it's AutoFlex Facebook page. One of them, just to tease this, is Merv Griffin's gravestone. Guess what it said?
I don't know. What was his catchphrase?
I won't be back after this commercial break.
Oh, that is funny.
Yes, it is.
Oh, that wraps up our time for today. But we'll be back here next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive. In the meantime, you can call AutoFlex at either 817 or 972-234-1234. They're open today for you. Also, the website, as David just said, is autoflex.com. Thank you to Waddle for everything he did today. For David Blessingame and Tammy Pickard, I'm Sybil Summers. Kevin and Corey coming up next on 105.3 The Fan. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle.